Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, Tom plays those stupid sound bites, plus more of the world, Cup, and why would you punch an NFL player? Right after this.
Back in 53 in the Buckeye State, the Griswold clan gave birth to a mistake. A little baby boy with hairy palms, they shaved his hands and face and called him Tom. Oh, little Tommy G, pain in the butt to you and me, that's Tommy G. Tommy's dad was quite surprised, they say.
Eat a weenie, Tommy G.
He was so ashamed he tied his tubes that day.
Eat a weenie, Tommy G.
The nurse said, Mrs. G, oh, have you heard?
Eat a weenie, Tommy G.
You've given birth to a healthy 8-pound turd.
Eat a weenie, Tommy G.
Whoa, little Tommy G, pain in the butt to you and me, that's Tommy G.
Eat a weenie, Tommy G. Eat a weenie, Tommy G.
Mr. G said, Tom, I think it's time you were on your own. Today you're 5 years old, so pack and leave our home. Oh, Tommy G.
Eat a weenie, wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah.
Tom was on the streets without a job.
Tommy G, what a jerk.
He met this handsome genius, his name was Bob.
Tommy G, what a jerk.
So Bob and Tom chose radio for their work.
Tommy G, what a jerk.
Bob spins all the records and Tom's the jerk.
Tommy G, what a jerk.
Whoa, little Tommy G, pain in the butt to you and me, that's Tommy G.
Tommy G, wah, wah, wah.
Whoa, little Tommy G, pain in the butt to you and me, that's Tommy G.
Eat a weenie, Tommy G. Eat a weenie, Tommy G.
Whoa, little Tommy G, pain in the butt to you and me, that's Tommy G.
Tommy G, what a jerk. Tommy G, what a jerk.
Oh, little Tommy G, pain in the butt to you and me, that's Tommy G.
What about those hairy palms? I've never seen a pair like Tom's.
Oh, little Tommy G, pain in the butt to you and me.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Get ready to do the Josh. It's kind of like the Freddy, except it's a little more soulful. So you start moving your hips. Even if you're sitting down, you can do this. Yeah, just that's it. Tighten up, Christy.
Do it.
Tighten up, Christy.
I hate being forced to do the Josh.
I
want to be able to
just
feel
be
it.
Natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. He does that with a lot of stuff.
I am tightening up. You
he tries
just can't
to force
see it.
Fun, and it never works.
Giggle, Christy. Giggle.
That's right, baby.
Oh, I said not
that's right. Tighten
I didn't
up.
Say giggle. I said uh-huh. Tighten up.
You could snap a pretzel rod, couldn't you?
Oh, God.
I'm Archie Bell.
Telling her to tighten up.
Hi, Archie.
Houston.
Can't we just play the tighten
holy
up?
Hell.
What a mess.
Enjoy a little tighten up.
Why do you play those stupid sound bites? Why?
Come on,
I genuinely love We Are the World. Is that okay?
We are the world.
Yeah.
No, good chorus.
Nope.
I liked the video. It was fun.
I did too.
It was fun.
I understand
together.
Cyndi Lauper was almost unbearable during the recording.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
No.
That's what I heard.
Where'd you hear that?
I heard her and Bruce Springsteen got into a fist fight.
No, they didn't.
That's a total lie.
You don't know. There could be somebody out there. Springsteen could be listening and going, how's he know that?
First of all, he doesn't talk like that.
Thank you very much.
Although we do have one of the finest Bruce Springsteen impersonators in the building with us. That would be Pat Godwin. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program here in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Let's start at the beginning here. We have Chris Dealey at the news desk. That's Josh. Our engineer is the legendary Ace Cosby. No relation to Bing.
No relation to Bing Cosby. Or Norm.
Norm Cosby.
I got the top 10 best non-chain burger restaurants in America whenever you need it.
Okay, don't need it now.
Today is National Pecan Pie Day and Different Colored Eyes Day.
Man, I love pecan pie.
Different colored eyes. You mean a one person with different colored eyes?
I have a friend that has that.
We have one of those on staff.
Hi, Kimberly.
A freak.
It's always creepy. Freak, yeah. He should be in some internment camp.
Most famous person? David Bowie, probably.
David Bowie. Do you look at the brown one or the blue one?
I try to not look at all.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for checking in.
Who are we talking about?
We're talking about Archie Bell and the Drells. You know, what is a Drell? Oh. Anyone know?
I don't know what a Drell is.
It's a small Jewish toy.
A Drell? That's a dreidel.
No, there's a dreidel, and then there's a smaller version.
It's called the Drell. Yeah.
Oh. Good to know.
I'm skeptical.
Dear Bob and Tom.
Dear Bob and Tom, that guy's full of crap.
Rabbi Billy O'Malley.
Rabboy. I like that. Is that like an altar boy for a synagogue? A rabboi?
No idea. Where were we?
The Burger Drive in Billings, Montana. Okay, here we go.
We have to have a... first of all, that was your World Cup intro. It's almost over. And you've been very excited about
Saturday's the consolation game.
England lost yesterday.
What's a consolation game?
An extra
England
time.
And Belgium on Saturday. And then Sunday, you got your the championship at 11 a.m. Eastern. It's France and Croatia.
And who was the big hero for France?
What's his first name? I remember his last name.
Stephen
Umtiti.
Stephen Umtiti.
Jerry Umtiti. No, not Jerry.
Sammy Dino.
Samuel. It is Samuel Umtiti. Yeah.
Samuel Umtiti.
Samuel. Because we heard the play.
I think isn't it?
Easy.
Look at. Look at him.
Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him.
We have a tribute.
I think I said it. That was a mistake.
Yesterday when we introduced Mr. Umtiti, and it's U-M-T-I-T-I, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Samuel Umtiti from France.
Mm-hmm.
We come from France.
Born in Cameroon, but a French national, apparently.
He'll be playing Sunday for the championship.
That's right. We have a tribute. And here it is.
Umtiti bop. Umtiti bop bop.
Yeah!
Nice.
That was good.
That was better than the original.
Guys went into the studio to record that?
No, he took the audio.
That's the audio from yesterday's show where we were singing Umtiti Bop, and then he added the actual music. Brilliantly on key.
Yeah.
Nice.
I have no idea. Some electronic
Way
thing.
Way to go.
Nicely done.
Auto-tuned and everything.
Yeah.
Sound beautiful.
I think that was my natural voice.
Now,
I
was kidding. I've got kind of a Sophie's Choice for you here, Josh. Would you rather be a Pip or a
You know what?
Drell?
Bring up Sophie's Choice as often as you want.
So I don't know what either is, a Pip or a Drell.
Gladys Knight and the Pips, Archie Bell and the Drells.
I guess I'll go with a Drell.
I wouldn't want to be a Drell.
Yeah, but a Pip.
Yeah, I get to tighten up every night.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
As opposed to a Pip.
You go to, you go to Georgia.
Georgia. Taking that midnight train every day.
Every night with the guy in Journey.
Should we do a survey on? Should we do one of our famous surveys? Would you rather be a Pip or a Drell?
Yeah. Yes. Put it up.
Throw that up there.
Oh,
the Bob and Tom app is out there along with.
No
all
man's
going to
say they want to be a Pip.
Well, you get to be surrounded by other Pips.
I've heard Pip more often. Boy, he's a real Pip.
Yeah.
He's a real Pip.
Have you really?
Is a drill actually something? Do we know?
It's a tiny Jewish toy.
It's a piece of schmeckle that comes off of the shoes during the...
You got a schmear, a schmeckle, and a drill.
Okay, I'm sorry
I get you a deal on a dozen
drills. I only know Pip from Great Expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But that can't be where that came from.
Really?
It was the best
Bring
of jokes.
Bring up the fact you read it again.
It was the best of jokes. It was the worst of jokes.
Well, that's actually A Tale of Two Cities. But
I was just doing some general things. Thank you, Jacob Marley. That's from Christmas Carol. I've read a couple books, too.
Okay, any
characters from Bleak House you want to?
Drell, omnivorous reptile-like humanoids with an average lifespan of 85 galactic standard years.
All right, well, that's got to be rather recent.
Yes,
from,
that's a like recent dork
Game definition. Of Thrones or something.
Yeah, Archie Bell and the Drells were a 60s band.
Oh, I know.
What is that Drell from, the humanoid deal?
That's an alien species. I don't know where
okay,
it's
I'm
from.
Okay, I'm falling asleep. Could we get back to the World Cup? That'll make me somewhat less bored. Is that over yet?
We are just in his way today.
And he can't wait to start talking again. Hey, they could be the greatest generation of Croatian soccer players in history. Mario Mandzukic scored the go-ahead goal in the 109th minute. Croatia stuns England 2-1 in Moscow in the World Cup semi. Third consecutive extra time win for third.
I assume this will tank the ratings.
Listen
right?
to me. Third consecutive extra time win for Croatia.
Why would it tank the ratings? Croatia's like the
It was incredibly
good.
England would probably get more viewers.
Arguably, France and England would have been the marquee matchup. Certainly,
yeah, I think I think the marquee matchup would have been. I think would have been one of the South American countries and England something.
But we've got a good guy
in terms of television ratings.
Well, we've got France. I guess switches to the good guy because England would have been a good guy. France and England.
You think?
Yeah. Well, France won't let us fly over
there. I think Christie's right. I think they're going to root for the underdog, Croatia.
No, they're evil.
Are they?
Croatia?
Where is a evil villain in James Bond more likely to come from? Paris, France, or Zagreb, Croatia?
You're right.
Croatia. He's right.
I have been in Croatia.
Come on, man.
Ask me about it. Thanks. I've been there 4 or 5 times last year.
What's it like?
4 or 5 times last
What's
year?
What's it like in Croatia, Pat?
Wait a minute. You've been to Croatia 4 or 5 times.
But then you got divorced, or didn't you get a
Croatian
divorce?
With Royal Caribbean, and here's my review. The restaurant at the port had free Wi-Fi. That's my review of Croatia.
All right.
That's all I saw.
Oh.
Yeah.
They have Wi-Fi in Croatia.
Was the port in Zagreb?
No, Slip.
Slip?
Really?
Slip into the Slip?
S-L-I-P?
Yeah, Slip Croatia, yeah. 4 or 5 times last
You'll
year.
Be happy to know that the Urban Dictionary calls Ludrell, L-A-D-R-E-L-L, the Drell, the ultimate babe of a man, the all-around most perfect human being ever to touch the earth.
What?
Well, then I'm certainly a Ludrell.
The coolest of the cool, the most attractive of the men, Ludrell.
Huh. So Archie Bell and the Drells?
Yeah, he started something. The Drells are hot.
Okay, good to know, good to know. Huh. I'm sorry, let's get back to Croatia.
Zagreb, Croatia, I will break you.
Okay.
Our main export is Black Widow spiders.
Oh, God.
We send them by the gross.
How do you bet on soccer? Do you get, like, a goal? I mean, is it? You can't get a point spread. So, what if, I mean, do you?
I don't think there are any. That's like baseball. I don't know how they bet that.
Is there an over-under?
Yeah. Maybe. Over-under 2?
Yeah, no kidding.
I think you just take a.
I'll bet you can.
No,
bet on everything.
I bet you the over under would be 1.5. That's what I
bet. Funny. You're right.
Yeah. You suppose the announcers are pissed because these names in Croatia all sound like they just threw a bunch of consonants and like 4 vowels for every 100 consonants into a jar and rolled them out.
What was the name of the goal? Scoring
Mario Mandzukic.
See what
I mean. Mandzukic.
Mandzukic.
So
in Croatia we eat turnip.
Oh.
See, that's what I see in Croatia. Puddled masses of women in dirty clothes over the single fire of the town.
Schmelt broth.
I work in bolt factory.
Croatia. I make 9 bolts by hand.
We make bolts for tank.
Croatia looks like a beautiful place.
I dig in dirt for metal, then take my...
Is it Croatia on the Mediterranean Sea?
Yeah.
My mother has a big mustache, just like me.
Croatia may look beautiful in picture.
Please take me with you on ship.
Is no beautiful in
it's
life.
It's between Bosnia and Slovenia.
Oh, yeah.
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Oh, I was in Slovenia, too, yeah.
There's a fun spot, Bosnia.
Bosnia, yeah.
I make bolts for bomb. We kill neighbors. History.
Oh, Jesus.
Dad's grandmother step on mine.
Oh, well.
Okay. Bosnia and Herzegovina. Do they have to put both of those on there when they say where they're from? Or do they have to
We're
pick
so
one?
Stupid. These pictures of these pictures of Croatia look amazing.
I know. Yeah,
it's actually beautiful.
Croatia is gorgeous.
I know.
My mother has
everybody's a millionaire. Yeah. They're all supermodels.
Yeah, well, my mother has bush like Larry Zonka.
That looks like it could be Italy. It's gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Yeah. Slip Croatia is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah, it's beautiful.
And you got a Croatian divorce, right?
Yeah.
Ah, Steely Dan wrote about it.
Croatian divorce.
So Croatia's going to take on France.
Yes, here is the first name of men because I can't say last names of guys on soccer team. Mario, there are two Ivans, a Nikola, a Mateo.
It sounds like it should be a miserable country.
And Andrej, Dominic, Tin.
Did you say Tim?
There are some who call me Tim.
Tin, like aluminum. Tin.
Oh, like Rin Tin.
Oh, Tin.
Okay. Yeah. So, there you go. No one knows where it is, and good luck to him.
Just told you where it was.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not going to get real excited about soccer.
Your geography sucks.
I couldn't care less. I'm going on vacation.
World
I'm not
Cup.
Going. To. I know. Congratulations.
It's not that Tom's geography sucks. It's that his xenophobia is so good.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Let's try to look at the breadth of
his general attitude is less than.
Isn't Croatia from the Latin meaning we want to move somewhere else?
Not if I live there. It's gorgeous.
It's beautiful mountains.
Filthy Americans.
Mountain full of iron. We make more bolts. My mother has bush like Larry Zonka.
Yeah, we
doubling down.
This guy's very proud of his mom's bush.
Well, first it was the father. Now they both are.
My mother very hairy. We run out of wax trying to do Brazilian.
You might want to expand your
I said,
your
mother,
world.
Not appropriate for me to do your Brazilian.
We don't have wax in Croatia.
Let your brother finish.
Let your brother finish.
I'm waxing my sister. Be quiet.
It's one of the top European travel destinations in the world.
Course,
I will go to Croatia.
It's beautiful, seriously.
Oh, gorgeous.
The waters were crystal clear. It looked awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for old bolts. We make bolts, you know.
Have you heard about our bolts? Or my mom's bush, either way.
Bolts and bolts.
My nuts.
Bush and bolts.
I also make nuts. My nuts hairy like Larry Zonka.
All right, we got it.
Larry Zonka is from Croatia. Did you know that?
Oh, no.
Come on.
That's a lie.
I would imagine he's Eastern European heritage.
Well, name like Zonka and a giant hairy bush. I bet you're right.
Okay.
Police say Cincinnati Bengals cornerback Adam Pac-Man Jones was attacked during a run-in with a facility service employee at the airport in Atlanta. Atlanta police say Jones confronted an ABM Industries employee, Frank Ragin, or Ragin, R-A-G-I-N.
It's either Ragin' Cajun.
After Ragin' made a gesture, I'm guessing that this one, toward the football player Tuesday night at Hartsfield-Jackson in Atlanta International. Police say words were exchanged before Ragin' punched Jones in the face with a closed fist.
Wow.
Ragin' arrested on two counts of battery, taken to a nearby hospital to be treated for injuries.
Who would have the – why would you punch Pac-Man?
Jones.
I mean –
He's in shape. He's a football. He's an NFL player.
He's a great athlete.
That's pretty brazen.
Who was this? This guy was working there?
Yes. He was described as a run-in with a facility service employee. He's employed by ABM Industries. You think of BM.
I think ABM.
Think ABM.
That's a BM. What's that?
Don't settle for a
that's
C
chocolate
or
pudding.
A DBM.
I'm going to eat them all up just as soon as the time blew.
Why?
Christy, which one would you kiss? Buckner or Garcia?
I haven't really thought about it.
We in Croatia just get Pac-Man machine.
Could not figure it out.
There's one in village. We tried to eat it.
It's why made of bolts.
Why Pac-Man so mad? He get to eat. Unlike my children.
Why do Pac-Man have fever? He's sick.
So is Pac-Man okay?
He work in factory. He has brass shields.
He's sick.
Oh, Pac-Man down.
Croatia's main...
By the way, are you familiar with the Pac-Man Fever song?
Yes, I am.
And you know
just
who
played
does it?
I have no idea who does it.
It's Bill Buckner.
Yeah.
From the famous Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And, of course, Jerry Garcia.
That is not.
What? Of the Grateful Dead. Oh, they have a huge following. Yeah. And Merle Saunders is the organ on that one.
Oh, my goodness.
You organ.
There's a reference for four people out there. You're welcome. We have a lot coming up today after that sportscast.
I don't know if I'd know who Bill Buckner was if he walked in here.
We got more sports coming
would
up.
Would I?
Yeah,
you know why he's famous, though, right?
Well, he's got a big bushy mustache.
It looks like his upper lip looks like Zeri Zonka's pubes.
That's right.
Well,
and if you've learned anything today, kids, it's that Larry Zonka is incredibly hairy. Just a hairy.
My mother used to have bush like Larry Zonka. Now she have landing strip like Bill Buckner mustache.
Bill Buckner.
Well, she used
Sox.
To. She used to. Then radiation leak. No, sadly.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach ja.